person wants to set some behavior, first they have to know what is the definition of good behavior. A lot of people want to do good things, and their whole life is doing terrible things. So it's good. First you have to clarify what is good and what is bad. That's at the time you have to do something, you have to assess clarity, what is good and what is bad. Some's upsetting. So you could say the best thing you have to do is being shattered and put him in his place. That's what a lot of people say to tell each other. Until they find out it's not the issue to tell each other. But that you have to have a good assessment. There's something that gave to your personal feelings, so you could take advice from somebody else. Some pretty obvious. Yeah. Shalom Bishas Maisa and Shalom Bishas. So, Schatzmeister is when you're about to do something, think twice before you do it. They say your Meister over from the Fiskaro. He always was even slow when he got out of his chair and sat down. So he asked him, why is he slow? So he says, he thinks, but before he gets up, before he sits down, make sure that's the way the right thing should be doing now. Yeah. So, let me Schatzmeister. Just take periodically, assess what he did in the course of the day, course of the week. So, this is the famous quote from the Ramchal in the Sefer Shishah. So he says over, the Mashiach of Bava says that his Rebbe, as Yeruchim used to say, in the Sefer Shishah is really a summarized version in mundane terms of all the specific Kabbalah of the Ramchal. So that's very interesting how that sounds like they teach Kabbalah. So I ask you, well, please teach me some Kabbalah. Tell them this lie. Before you do an act, make sure it is the right thing, not the wrong. Then periodically check over your behavior in the course of that period, if it was in line with the Rosh Hashanah or not. Yeah, it sounds so simple. But he's saying that the beginning of Tikkun HaOdom, oh, that really sounds more exciting. Working on his particular other, he has to make for himself
a scale,
a measure, to know what is good, what is bad. And then he has to use a scale not only for the specific actions he's about to do, but look past the actions that he did in the course of the day, make a judgment necessary for those that actually should have done it. And other people with Shalom Bayis always frustrated that whatever they do doesn't make their wife happy. And it's a very simple trick. All you have to do is ask your wife, why is it not making you happy? And don't do it again. And then keep on going until you get the right thing. When you do something that makes you happy, then write that down. Oh, what do I do right this time? I'll tell you. So about it, you learn it. That's, we have all these, Baruch Hashem, all these different things that Hashem gives us to make life easier for us. I heard it from the Moshe of Hirsch, Hashem Rabbi Shoshana. He already said in the Yeshiva, the way what I'm saying now. He said that a wife is a sugya, and it takes their whole life to learn it. But that's the way you learn the sugya. Some people, they go to a Gemara, and all the preconceived notions they try to speak into the Gemara that are mentioned, that they thought of that, but they're never learning. They're trying to force the Gemara into their head. Other people pay attention to the Gemara and say, well, it doesn't make sense. So then, okay, well, the Gemara must know what they're talking about. I'm missing something. A little by little, you figure out what the Gemara is telling me. So it's the same thing people that we interact with also. Our wives, our children, our bosses, our workers, whatever it could be. Friends, associates, that's all about. Come on. Starting point of everything that goes both. And goes both, we have a lot of luck in models, and if we do something, he doesn't like it right away, shows us he doesn't like it because I don't know if anybody would be alive making so many mistakes. But he does ask for us, and we should pay attention and try to find out what he wants and do it. You don't have to wait for the reaction to come. This is Father, Hashem, Emir, Hashem uplifted us. Chose us as a nation, and the way we retain our status in the kind of mitzvahs, that of the drama, as a mitzvah of Hashem, and then says the Shmoya B'Kolot, which I was the Shmoya B'Kolot. He already said to do the mitzvahs, do the mitzvahs, do everything out of those folks. Always keep your ears open to pay attention, to try to get more clarity. So anyway, that's what life is all about. Success in life is having the scale that you always walk around with, virtual scale. The good virtual one. The real one, not the fake one. The real scale, spiritual scale, in which you weigh, in a sense, the acts that you're doing. Manichro, the mazal tishrei was not. We know the different mazalas, the constellations. The constellation of tishrei is the scale that tishrei is the time when each one of us tries to better ourselves. And that is it. the scale. Some people say the scale is going, Hashem is the scale, takes all that days in the last year, and only the last year, and he measures it, and more Tzvuyah Shetzadik, more Shetzadik. But he's saying it's more than that. Now with Hashem's scale, that each individual has his private scale for him to assess his action. Same with Gemara and Rosh Hashanah. Now he's saying that other scale. Rav Krusp Adoy, Rav Yehuda said, there are three Svarim that opened up in Rosh Hashanah. One for the real Rishon, full-fledged Rishon, full-fledged Tzadikis, and one for the Beinim. So, this is also a type of scale.
Yeah.
So, basically, here we have the two scales. We have the scale that we are being assessed, and we also have the ability to make our own scale and assess ourselves. Now, if a blind person has his private scale, they'll do pretty well on the other scale also, because all he's assessing himself, and Sharma goes both, and he cares about how he behaves.
Yeah.
Sensitivity also is called our stabilization of self. All our acts that we do are written for the sake of our Kodesh Baruch Hu. Nothing that we did, said, thought in the course of the year just disappears. It all is
recorded.
So as Chaim said, the recording devices today help us have a mental picture of what's happening at Kodesh Baruch Hu. Everything is being recorded. That's, everybody's writing his own autobiography as he goes through life. Eventually it'll be read, and we hope it'll be pleasant. We don't have to be in despair, because even if we make mistakes, once we have children, it wipes out all the embarrassing parts of it. Imagine if we have a screen in the shul or wherever, the site, it's just saying whatever what the person did in the course of the day. And maybe if they make such a screen, people behave better. They know somebody's watching them. It's a brief everybody's telling you that, hey, I'm doing it anyway. That's what's happening in life, in the real thing, not just some people. Because so we look at the Rabban Mipano in his Sefer says that it's just more descriptive that they have these recordings of all the behaviors of the person. And Rosh Hashanah, they sort them out. All the good behaviors in the Sefer of Tzadikim, the bad behavior goes in the Sefer of Rishayim. Rosh Hashanah is the time of all the sum total of acts in the course of the year to clarity where the person's really holding. So basically he's saying that this is the Mishpah of Rosh Hashanah, making clarity. The person can imagine Rosh Hashanah is going. He's not really paying attention to what he's doing. And in Shemayim, they are taking into account all the acts that the person did in the course of the year and making order at it.
Yeah.
So this is a very serious business at Rosh Hashanah. Now he's asking, and Shemayim is very easy for them to have the criterion, what's the mice, what's the bad mice. They throw it into the machine and spit it out. What do you know? Everything's in order. One book for mice of Eshel, one for mice of Tzadikim. How do we put faith into our own lives? So Ram continues, he says, that even if he has faith on Rosh Hashanah, it's a jazz of costume, it also has a certain reddit. Uri, Shadi, Shanasim, the famous Rambam, wake up from your sleeping, the Nizdomim, Makitim, Mitabim, the station, people are slumbering, get out of your slumber. Kitsum, my station, the Shuvan, pay attention to your behavior, the behavior of the Shuvan, and Zizro, Baratim, remind yourself of your Creator. Our mistakes come because we forget how we're supposed to. We live in our own territory. We don't make ourselves aware of the fact that we're always in the. These are the people that forget the emes as time goes by. They're involved in the things that don't have true value. The showing those nuts in the heavenly, wasting their time the course of the year with things that don't have value. So, he sent around himself to the school of the Mitzvah Shaker is to wake up and start making a dinner session of our life. Not just go through the natural flow of life and whatever happens, happens. Stop and wake up and realize I have to pay attention more to my acts than I am doing so. Basically, one of the main causes of our avayas, not the type of people that intentionally, the main cause of our avayas is because we're involved in the havle has not. We're involved in things, so many things that are really valuable, that distract us. The clarity, am I using my life properly? Can I use it better? All of a sudden, they have to and they have these. Keep on this level when one can. Do things a little bit better, a lot better. So, that's what he's going to tell us. He's a justice from about 50 years ago. Maybe not in style, but today's. But he says, Shaykh, how does the Shaykh do this? how does the Sefer put it down? Because he said, the Sefer, as we know, is the lotion of the Sefer. The horn, the solid horn, is part of the Sefer. The Sefer is made out of a horn that is hollow. That's the marrow inside the scoop of the heaven, and he made the horn. He said, the Shabbat was born in Sinai to give us the Torah. What did he use to start off the event? It's important for us to, after Shemite is here, to learn this Tukim. But this year, first day of Rosh Hashanah, we're not going to blow the Shofar. We're going to be kind to the Shofar with saying this Tukim. So, Kol Shofar Leim HaFoto, present yourselves to Klal Yisrael with the Kol Shofar. So, Gila is my Hasina, what's the difference? Hashem came to us with full intense force of divine revelation. Said that every diva that came out of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Neshamas jumped out of the body. High level of Rosh Hashanah, and the body couldn't hold the Neshamas inside. May the noise of the Le'il Lecha, Bo'ah, Ki'ilu Kishvot Beres, for example. First, of the Surah says the Dibbas, we heard the written from the Kodesh Baruch Hu, we had a Nebuah, hearing the divine voice, came to Yechadot of that day, Kol Shreifel Chosek Me'oid, very powerful glass of the Shofar. So Yechad Kolama Shalomachne. Everybody was shaken up. Kolam Noyim with the Kriv of Kolam Shofar. So Yaron Vayanu Vayamdu Vayamirochim. They were so terrified. They ran away from the Ayin Rasina. They went further away. So the Nebuah, they heard the direct man's missions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For Ali Hashem and Kevin Hashem to Israel. And Loyim Hashem Kim Lachay. The first two series. That's what we heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's something you can understand. You can understand the concept of Hashem is the only God from the Dalai Lama, and his stand is the commandment that don't have any other gods in your life. When he said, Ari Hashem Rechef, he wasn't just saying, I'm your God, but I'm the God that gives life. And the Jews go to Koya. I give you, each one of you, the entire deal. He says that to hear the clarity directly from my Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Lassan Hashem, Ari Hashem Rechef, that was a letter that we could understand. We could appreciate it. The Kodesh Baruch Hu and the Almighty God, Hashem Lekech, everything we have. He's saying that there's something surrounded, like an aura around the words that we're hearing, was that awe and fear that we got from the Shofar. That was something we could not comprehend. But as the interaction with Kodesh Baruch Hu, of feeling greatness which was beyond our comprehension. That's what he's saying. The Shofar is like a tool that encases something else. Inside the tube, you have the Sefer. And the Shofar, the Kol Shofar, was a coil, a sound, which its nature was the nature of shaking yourself at this tremendous power from his soul surrounding us that we can't even perceive. That's what he's describing as the Shofar. That feeling of unbelievable awe that caused the fear in the body, so the feeling of this is the real thing. There's something, I can't see it even, but I feel there's something real going on. There's a tremendous power that we're supposed to be interacting with, and that's reality of life. So the Eima of Rosh Hashanah, the Shofar, which does arouse a certain, like a tool that arouses awe and fear, is placed in the Avodah of Rosh Hashanah, and from the beginning of Matan Torah, is to give us a feeling that we're involving ourselves in something that is so great, you can't even describe in words. Eventually, when the Shia is going to come, the Timlach HaTorim, the Fridah, the Mitzvahal, Hashem should reveal His greatness to the whole world ultimately, and they're not going to see anything. Somebody is going to be this innate feeling that every joy in the world can have, that there's some power that is behind the comprehension that is running the world. And they're going to feel that. And then something can't even describe it, that's what it is. So the feeling of awe and fear that comes from the Shofar is an expression of the presence of Kodesh Baruch Hu. So when we're saying the Shofar, it's the Yehi Hashem, the three stukim from the Torah of Shofar, the awe from Matan Torah, the awe-inspiring Shofar blast that came from the Shemayim. That is what we, when we're saying the stukim, we try to remind ourselves of that experience. And we went to the experience that the Shofar put us in a state of awe that was so real, we felt the greatness of Kodesh Baruch Hu that we are interacting with. Now, so we have to try to imagine on our Rosh Hashanah whether we're actually going to Shofar or on Shabbos we won't be going to Shofar. Have the truest of Shofar. I feel that today's the time. I'm not just doing my thing and in the back of my mind is like Kodesh Baruch Hu. The time that I feel I'm not Kodesh Baruch Hu, the domain, the judge is in me now, certainly the whole world now. And that is the revelation.
Revelation.
Revelation of the truth that we forget in the course of the year. And he uses the Japanese and sometimes the last camera, as we say, the Shaker, like we said, in the Kabbalah, too. And represents the concept that we realize that our world is also surrounded by the prayer, spiritual power, which is called. We're all surrounded by his domain. We're enclosed in his domain. We're not independent of something we don't see. It's there. The Shaker is supposed to remind us of that. So when we say the mouth is, and we say, he wants Hashem to be the king of the world. He reveals himself to the world, he reveals himself upon us, his greatness. What does it say that makes it more real for us? The Rambam ends up by saying, because of this concept, that the Shoshu and Rosh Hashanah is there to wake us up, to make us real, realize that there's a reckoning of our behavior. So then a person all year round should learn from it. So always look at life as he's 50-50, the world is 50-50, he does one act, good act, and save the whole world. That's the way Rambam went through life. The Holy Rambam went through the entire year, the Shoshu and Shoshu woke him up and he stayed awake. Not so simple. Okay, this is it. Yeah. Our components, what we have to take for ourselves, and here's the minimum that we have to take for ourselves, is like we're saying. We are getting closer to Rosh Hashanah. And through time, take out a little time every day, at the end of the day, at the beginning of the day, try to assess what we did in the course of the day and see if there's certain things can be better the next day. To go from 0 to 101 days doesn't go. Did something in the course of the day. You know, today, something I fell in. I fell in need of this. I seen them. I learned by them. I did. That's the name. Tomorrow, I'll put it with the boy. I've been to that specific thing to make it a better day. I think if we do that, that's a very good preparation for Rosh Hashanah. And Rosh Hashanah, we're taking ourselves from Ayur Mahefka, Yashin, and sleeping, to having clarity at the act. So it's a high matrega to get the full clarity, but at least try to make some chesed. It's not really an uplifting feeling. We're those people that can make the chesed. We are to be faded. Because if I'm not able to make the chesed, then I'm really on a high level. If I'm at a low level, then we the father within the camp. We can do it. And God comes down here to focus on our good acts. So, maybe my good behavior. But to deal with that, there are things that we can always better. That's a shame. Yeah, we should be able to do that. Like the example I gave today, it's an easy, relatively easy example. I'm getting upright. I wake up, I open up our eyes in the morning. Say, I got up, I go to school, and I'm alive. I have a summer. It's a wonderful, a good feeling, all the same. Such a gift of life, from the sun. And if we forget to say when we get up, you can say it anytime. Never too late. Okay, so I have a shuttle or so.